The first major review of childcare since the 1990s is underway. The federal government has commissioned the Productivity Commission to look at how to make childcare more affordable, flexible and accessible. And today the commission releases a draft report. It recommends a single childcare payment with the introduction of means testing and the benefit paid directly to the provider, not the parents. And nannies would be included as eligible for the government payment. Susan Lees, the Federal Assistant Minister for Education with responsibility for these matters. Welcome to RN Breakfast, Minister.
Thank you for having me, James. Good morning.
Good morning. Before we get to the recommendations, can you, because it's so confusing, briefly explain the current payments that parents receive?
Well, it's actually impossible to briefly explain the current payments because they are so complicated. But there's childcare benefit, which is a means-tested payment, and there's childcare rebate, which is 50% of your out-of-pocket cost. And that sort of sounds simple, but when you come to apply for these benefits through the family tax system, fill out the paperwork, you put the childcare centre in the mix, you put the family assistance office, and the fact that you as a parent only get to choose your options for payment for rebate once a year, and your circumstances change as well and you may move centres, it actually adds up to an incredibly complex picture. And that's one of the things that really has come back to us through this PC report, and I've observed it in my travels around the country, administratively complex and a nightmare for parents.
So there are two payments, one means tested, one not. One's a tax benefit. Are you attracted to the Productivity Commission's recommendation of a single means tested payment?
Look, I think a single payment is important. Whether it's means tested or not, we have no plans for that right now. This is about the PC's recommendations and ideas at the draft stage. Everything will be on the table until they make their final report in October. And by the way, it's then down to government to decide what we do with new policy. But we do want to simplify the system and we want to make it affordable. So for me, because I meet so many parents who say the system isn't affordable, and they say, I should be able to design my childcare around my working life, but what I find myself doing is designing my working life around my childcare, and they throw up their hands in despair. It's that sense of frustration and just the affordability or the unaffordability that is a problem that's front and centre of my mind as we go through this important process.
As a result of fixing that, if it can be done, the Productivity Commission says it will free up 47,000 parents to enter the workforce full-time, all paying taxes. That's obviously an attractive proposition for government.
It is, and just remember that that estimated number, and it's only an estimate, will increase over time. So the economic modelling that the PC has used suggests that as a starting point, and then it builds. And I actually asked them, have you modelled the parent who's doing the 2 or 3 days part-time in the workforce now, probably at a job that they're not, that they didn't leave the workforce doing. For example, they may have been an accountant and they're now doing some part-time bookwork. And if they jump back in and do 4 or 5 days a week, that will considerably add to employment, to workforce participation and to economic output. And the PC actually hasn't included that. So there's, if you like, a pent-up demand for working more hours in different jobs that isn't happening now. And, you know, I see that again everywhere I go. And I want women to contribute to the workforce to the extent that they want to. And we value their contributions and we don't want to lose them. And this is all in the mix as well.
And at the moment, the childcare payments are quite blunt. You get half your childcare costs met by the government, regardless of how rich or poor you are. So roughly, for argument's sake, it means a $100 a day fee becomes a $50 a day fee. That's obviously still much too expensive for someone on minimum wage. And for someone who's well off, they would have paid it at $100 in any case.
Well, the rebate is capped actually at $7,500 a year. So you don't get the entire 50% of your entire out-of-pocket costs. But I think you make a good point, because what we need to find is, what is the real cost of childcare? Yes, there are premium products in the market. The PC pointed to Zumba lessons and I think European linen on the cots, I'm not sure.
No. But childcare is $100 a day, even if you're not at a boutique childcare
centre. Absolutely. In the eastern suburbs of Sydney, it's $130. In the western suburbs, it's anywhere between $85 and $110. In rural Australia, it's a little bit less expensive. But the question for us, I think, within the framework of what's affordable to government, is what is the real cost and how best we assist parents meet and will assist them with meeting those costs.
Well, what's affordable the government perhaps is not paying it to put it bluntly, millionaires.
That's an easy point to make, can I say? And what the
PC, a low-hanging fruit for the government.
Well, look, what the PC's done is put out their cost model, but they've actually also said, can you, the Australian public and anyone else, tell us what you think of our cost model? So I don't want a cost model that is less affordable for families. And, I want
any
the average
family.
Well, I mean, I want the average family with two children working shift work, let's say, commuting to work, unable to find childcare now because their hours of work don't match the long daycare centre that's near them and they can't find family daycare. I want them to be looked after.
So well, right now at this minute, at this very minute, that family of which you're speaking of is paying for my childcare. I've had three kids in childcare. One's already there. I get more than average wage. My wife gets more than average wage. And the family of which you speak can't afford to get into childcare, and yet their taxes are paying half my costs.
And the Productivity Commission is referring this to the PC to look at all of those possibilities and parameters and opportunities and challenges within the system. I mean, that's why we've got the PC in the mix. I'm not going to preempt what they might say in their final report or what we might do in response to that. And you do make good points about cost, but can I tell you it's also about time. There are so many shift workers who cannot go back to work doing the frontline role that they did.
And that's why this nanny recommendation is so interesting.
It is, and we asked the PC to look at in-home care, people call it nannies, but That makes sense. If you've got three children under five, you pack them all up in the morning, you drive or you catch the train, as I've seen some mums do, to childcare. You worry all day that your boss is going to ask you to stay back, and then you're going to have to make the long trip home and get everybody ready, fed and ready for bed. And it's absolutely exhausting. I've been there. I've done it myself.
And it'll be very important to make the distinction if subsidies are extended to this section of the providing community, that au pairs are excluded. We don't want taxpayers going to laundry and household cleaning, but to get people into work who are in especially shift work, that kind of thing.
Look, correct. And as I've said, if we have a form of in-home care, it will be within the existing regulated system, which, by the way, is overburdened with red tape, and I'm working to fix that. But the integrity of it is strong. The framework that we have will work for whatever types of childcare come out to solve people's family flexibility issues. So we won't be paying for au pairs to unstack the dishwasher. We will be focused on early education and care and women's workforce participation. Well, it's usually women, but parents' workforce participation.
Susan Lee, thank you very much indeed.
My pleasure, thank you.
Susan Lee, the Federal Assistant Minister for Education. And the draft report can be found on the Productivity Commission's webpage. It's open for comment until September 5th this year. If you're doing a bit of browsing, log on. I have that bookmarked, the Productivity Commission, one of my daily go-to sites.